is it possible that I'm getting nervous doing my own small podcast? I don't understand. But here we are. Tiny Twists back at ya. You guys, it's been a little bit, but I am here. And today I want to talk about unearned guilt. Now, unearned guilt refers to feeling guilty even though you haven't done anything wrong. We've all felt it, but maybe we didn't know that there was an actual word associated with it. I read about it in How to Get Rid of the Unearned Guilt When Setting Boundaries by Mary Baker. I will link the article in the show notes so you know where to go to read the whole thing, but let's talk a little bit about it. One example of blaming yourself for unearned guilt would be blaming yourself for other people's happiness, as if we have any control over that at all. Sure, it's good to leave people better than we found them, but if the identity is that we have a friend who's going through a tough time and you feel guilty for not being able to make them feel better, then we really need to assess how we are trying to control their emotions and circumstances and how they are really not our responsibility. That's not something we have control over, and we just need to sit with people sometimes. Number two, feeling guilty about success. How many times have we gotten a raise or gotten a promotion or even stayed on a job and maybe somebody else didn't, and we somehow feel guilty about that? So this is kind of known in an extreme case as survivor's guilt. Maybe you feel guilty for getting that promotion at work, colleague didn't, despite the decision being based on merit and not in your control, you still feel that pang of guilt. So number three, guilt over setting boundaries. You know, my favorite topic. So setting personal boundaries is very healthy, but sometimes can lead to those feelings of unearned guilt. An example would be you might feel guilty for saying no to extra work responsibilities or declining that invitation to that social event because you just need that time for yourself. This guilt is unearned because taking care of your own needs is important and doesn't harm others. And it's important to have a conversation with self and get curious to ask yourself, where is this guilt coming from? So, how do we heal and explore unearned guilt? Well, I want to offer you 3 or 4 or 5, maybe 6 tips to help you really understand how to explore this. So number one, recognize the guilt. Identify when you're feeling the unearned guilt and acknowledge it is unearned. You are allowed to have that promotion. You are allowed to let your friends sit in their feelings. And you are allowed to really hold that boundary. Number two, understand the source. Reflect on why you feel guilty. Is it due to external expectations or internalized beliefs? Where exactly is it coming from? Number three, challenge guilt-inducing thoughts. This one's my favorite because you really get to get curious with your own thoughts. So question the rationale behind the feelings. Are they really based on your true values or imposed standards? Number four, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and understand that it's okay to prioritize your needs. I know this one might seem difficult sometimes, especially if we like to give and we like to be there for people, but practicing self-compassion means that we're putting on that oxygen mask first to make sure that we're taking care of our own needs and maintaining our own peace of mind and mental health before we help others. Number five, set and maintain our boundaries. Continuously working on boundaries, really taking inventory of where we're at by checking our triggers, our activations, seeing if we're feeling resentful about anything, extremely important. So continue to do inventory on your boundaries. Number six, seek support. Talk to friends, family, professionals who can help provide perspective and validation. Now, I wouldn't suggest to do this to all the people in your life. I don't want you to just continually talk about this, but it is important to find someone you trust and just have a conversation about it. You know, like, is this seem right? Am I on the right page here? It's really important to have those connections with people where you can just touch base, check yourself, and really find out what's coming up for you. A sounding board, if you will. So, some examples that you can really start to say to yourself to help you kind of get out of this is, just because I'm taking care of me doesn't mean I'm being selfish. And just because he's angry, I said no to him, doesn't mean it was wrong to have the boundary. Some of these phrases that you can kind of cultivate for yourself will help you distinguish between your actions and the unnecessary guilt associated with them. For more details and where you can read this full article, go to Soar with Mary Baker. Again, I will have the link in the show notes so you can check that out yourself. Highly recommend. If you like this podcast and you want to hear more, please subscribe. If you can also please leave me a 5-star review, that would be great. I would really like to keep pushing this out into the universe so other people can hear this and maybe have some tools for that unearned guilt. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week.